Welcome back to the College Writer Report podcast. I'm your host, as always, Damian Parson. On the couch with me, I got my main man, Marvin Neighbors, my brother. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. Feeling like I'm always feeling, man, like the GOAT.
What? Listen, man, I don't know where that came from, guys. Let's just ignore that. But hey, I like the confidence, man. I like it. You've been hanging with Tom Brady, haven't you?
I've been hanging out with the true GOAT. You know that, man.
Hey, as long as you still, you are who you hang around. You know what I'm saying? That's why I am the way I am, because I hang around the Patriots organization. And when you hang around the Patriots organization, my man, you develop winning tendencies. You know, when you are around the Browns organization or the Nets in NBA, the Brooklyn Nets, or even the Sixers, you think like a loser. So,
hey, winners win, losers lose, man.
These are all facts. So, guys, we just established that you are who you hang around. Look at your inner circle and think, are these people winning? Or are you the only one winning? Because if you're the only one winning and you got losers around, you're pretty much a loser, just to be honest with you. So, let's go ahead and get into this episode here. Pretty much, guys, we got a nice, you know, a nicely stacked show. You know, a pretty packed show for you guys tonight. Marv, let's just jump into some things real quick.
Let's get
it. I was just browsing, you know, checking some of the things and reading on some things today. And I came across a quote and everything from Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins stated that he wants to make sure he gets Terrell Pryor, his newly acquired receiver, after losing Pierre Garçon and after losing DeSean Jackson. Pierre Garçon went to your 49ers. DeSean Jackson went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. After losing both of them and getting Terrell Pryor, his desire in this up-and-coming season is to get Terrell Pryor as many touches as possible. If I'm a receiver, if I'm Terrell Pryor, I'm sitting there like, yo, that's what I'm talking about. Go ahead, man. Because if I'm not mistaken, he's on a one-year deal, which means it's like a prove-it deal, because everybody wants to make sure last year with the Browns, him being, you know, showing out as a receiver, looking good doing it. Now, he played receiver, he made the transition. Everybody wants to make sure it wasn't a fluke. So, of course, this is a prove-it year. The Patriots do it to a lot of people all the time. It's like, hey, sign for one season, you ball out, we're not going to re-sign you, but somebody will. So it's like, you know, it's a prove-it year for him. So if I'm him and I hear this, I'm like, yo, appreciate you, Kirk. But, you know, at the end of the day, how do you feel about it? What's your thoughts on the whole Kirk Cousins thing?
I think outside of the box, man. You know, I played wide receiver in high school, and, you know, I love the wide receiver position.
Right.
That's who I view myself as. So with that being said, I like the idea. You know, him saying that he's going to get him as many targets as he can, right?
Right.
But me as a receiver, I'm like, you know, in-house, I would love to hear that. That's cool. That's fine and dandy. Mm-hmm. I know that this guy wants me to get the ball. He wants to feed me. And he wants me to be a part of this offense, right?
Right, right.
Keep that in-house. If I'm Terrell Pryor, I'm looking at Kirk Cousins. Keep that in-house. Don't make me the number one target out here to the rest of these people out here in the NFL, these cornerbacks are saying, oh,
okay, I like, yeah, good point. Good
so
point. I like
draw
that.
More attention. You know, it's just the fact that, you know, you got, what's his name? What's the young kid? Josh Dotson out there.
Jameson Crowder.
Jameson Crowder. So you got some nice pieces, but don't put a target on my back to where, you know, teams will be like, oh, okay, he wants to get this guy heavily involved. Let's make sure we make it a mission to take this guy out. But, I mean, I understand Kirk Cousins is great. But keep that stuff in-house. You don't have to let the public know that.
I agree with you. I agree with you, what you stated there, and I like your point of view on that. For me, my personal opinion, I love it in a way. And I love it more so just for the simple fact of the matter is I am a Terrell Pryor fan. I was, you know, I'm happy that he had a good season last year. For everybody that knows me when it comes down to, you know, how I feel about Kirk Cousins, I'm not a fan of Kirk, but hey, if anything, now I'm gonna play devil's advocate here, and I see I'm a go kind of where you went with this. So you said, you know, you put the target on Terrell Pryor's back, right?
Yep.
Well, what that ends up, you know, what that ends up pretty much doing for the rest of the guys, was that the, you know, reality is Crowder, you're going to see if teams really start to key in on Terrell, you're going to get one-on-one. And we saw he can eat one-on-one coverage from that slot. He's and I said this on the previous podcast, to me, Jameson Crowder is an up-and-coming slot receiver in this league, a premier slot receiver. You know, definitely you guys keep your eyes on him in real life and fantasy football. But so I feel like he can, you know, teams like, he's going to try to force it. You know, corners are sitting there, DBs, they're in the DB, in the defensive back room watching film. And they're like, and the coach is playing back this soundbite that, or, you know, throwing the article up there that Kirk Cousins said he wants to feed Terrell Pryor. And they're like, yo, okay, let's give him something. Let him feed right into us. Well, then if you leave in your third or fourth best corner on Jameson Crowder, you leave in your linebacker or safety one-on-one with Jordan Reed, and you got the second year, well, technically the rookie, because I don't think Josh Dotson even played much last year. So you get him one-on-one, you know, who's a big body receiver on the outside, who has some speed to go up and get his ability, you know, to track the ball at the highest point, you know, aggressive catcher like he was at TCU. Hey, that kind of works out because you kind of handicap the defense if it goes that way. So, like I said, I love it just because I want Terrell Pryor to eat. I want him to get as many touches as possible and everything like that. But I also, you know, just like I like the idea of saying, hey, you're my number one guy. I know I got these other guys here, and besides Jordan Reed, I view you as my number one guy. It's just that vow of confidence I'm cool with. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, just one last insight. I understand all of that with Terrell Pryor, Jameson Crowder, and Josh Dotson, right?
Right, right.
It's kind of hard for me to trust anything that Kirk Cousins is saying, actually. Not just because of who he is, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's all about who he is.
He has collected a lot of money from the Redskins, the past two or three seasons.
This guy's a mercenary.
And you can say that, you know, they haven't got a long-term contract done yet.
No, they have not.
I just have this feeling that he's not going to be there after this season, so I'm not believing anything Kirk Cousins is saying. Just as simple as that. I mean, yeah, I like the idea. I mean, you know, it sounds pretty good. It's just that I have a feeling that the Redskins are going to flunk this season. It's gonna get bad. I just see that happening. Terrell Pryor still may end up with all his catches like he did in Cleveland. Because hey, hell, he did it in Cleveland
with like five different quarterbacks.
Yes. So I can definitely see Terrell Pryor getting his catches. It's just a bold prediction. I just feel like the Redskins are gonna flunk. All right. On to the next man.
Well,
that's
now.
Another
talk. So yeah, we're gonna just move on from that. So the next thing I wanted to bring up before we get really into the meat and potatoes of this episode, you guys gotta excuse me, I'm hungry. So I'm hungry right now. Robert Woods is reported.
Jones barbecue foot massage.
Shut up. It's reported that Robert Woods desires to be the Los Angeles Rams' number one receiver. Marv, how do you feel about him? Well, how do you feel about this?
Wait, who again?
Don't do that to Robert Woods, man. Don't do that to him.
I was just asking a serious question. I was just saying who. I didn't hear. Because for a minute, it sounded like you said Reynolds.
No, Robert Woods.
And I was going to say that the last rookie that I can remember that came out and said anything about, you know, wanting this and wanting that and, you know, going to the Super Bowl was Geno Smith. And, yeah, his career is a crap hole. But you said Robert Woods. He wants to be the number one guy, right?
Yep.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with wanting, man. He's definitely going to get that role. I mean, he's obviously the veteran of that group. And, you can just say that, let's see here. Kenny Britt was there last season, right? And yep. he got off the targets. He was the only one that went over 1,000 receiving yards. The rest mm-hmm. of the receivers were just playing doo-doo. So he can get all the receptions, all the targets, I guess. I mean, it's not hard to be the number one option in St. Louis right now.
I the way I look at it is from my perspective, I'm cool with him saying it, and I like it, the confidence of saying, hey, Jared Goff, you're a second-year player. I've been in this league a couple years now, you know, and I believe in myself. And I want to show the world the money that I got paid. The money you guys paid me was not for – it wasn't for not, pretty much. It wasn't for nothing. You paid me to come in here and catch the football, make plays. And when you look at – you know, he's a good receiver. He's not an elite. He's not upper echelon. He's not in that top tier. He's a good, solid receiver. Is he a number two? Yes, he's a number two. Was he able to step in at times when Sammy Watkins went down last year for the Bills and he pretty much became Tyrod Taylor's number one target? Yeah, he did. And he did well. Not saying he can't carry the load. Like I said, I'm cool with it. I don't have a problem with him having that confidence. The only thing about it is with Jared Goff, I feel like you look at what they have done. He may, like you said, he most likely will be the number one option just for the simple, by default, just for the simple fact that he's the veteran. Because, you know, they drafted Josh Reynolds, they drafted Cooper Kupp, you know, to add to that receiver room. They still got Tavon Austin. I have no clue who their tight end is right now. I have no idea who their tight end is. So, I mean, you know, he's going to have to be, and he's a versatile guy. He can play outside, can play inside. So it is what it is. I believe that, you know, like I said, I personally believe he can do a good job for him and just be a kind of safety blanket, sure-handed, shifty receiver for that young quarterback in Jared Goff who they completely and utterly reach for. But, yeah, so.
You know why you don't know who the Rams tight end is?
Why?
Because it's Lance Kendricks.
Oh, man, I thought they got rid of that guy. Never mind.
They probably have. Let me just check.
I know he was there, but it's like he's not there because he sucks. So,
dropping end zone passes. Ugh.
Yeah, he's – I really don't understand why he has a job, but that's just
me. If any of you guys had him on your fantasy teams, oh, my gosh, you are a true L.A. fan. That's the only reason he's on your fantasy
that team. That or you're delusional. Not even just because of him. Well, more so because of the offense.
You just picked some random tight end off the waiver wire and you didn't notice it was him.
But yeah, like I said, I don't know. But it doesn't even matter who their tight end is, personally. It really has no bearing on anything. The fact of the matter is, I think they still have a young guy they drafted, Tyler Higbee. I think he may be getting ready to be their starter, if I'm not mistaken. No, you know what? I'm wrong. Well, they do have Tyler Higbee. They did make a good selection with the tight end. Ah, can't believe. And I'm a fan of this guy. Adam Shaheen.
Yeah, that's
big, right. 6'7", 6'8", 260-pound or 270-pound tight end out of Ashland. My bad to the Shaheen fam. I forgot they drafted this guy. Like, yeah, it's because it's probably because it's the Rams. But, yeah, I literally forgot that they drafted him. So, I mean, hey, he in the red zone. I'm not going to get into fantasy right now because we got an episode coming up about fantasy football and our rankings. But, yeah, we going to touch on Adam Shaheen in that moment, in that regard, in the near future. But, yeah, so, I like I said, I think with the rookies and Tavon Austin and Shaheen most likely going to end up taking the tight end spot. Robert Woods is the veteran. He has to. Him and Tavon Austin have to be the number two, the number one and number two option, unless one of them gets beat out in camp by a rookie. So it is what it is. But let's get into the meat and potatoes of the actual episode here. We're going to role play here, guys. We're going to take on and speak as if we are a player or on a team or offensive or defensive unit in a segment. This whole segment is called I Need Help. All right. So let's just jump right into it. Marv, you know how it goes. I know what's going on. Let's jump right into it. I'm going to go first this time. I normally defer to everybody else, but I'm going to go first real quick. I'm going to step into the role, and I am the Baltimore Ravens defense.
Baltimore Ravens defense. So how do you feel, Baltimore Ravens defense? What's the issue?
I'm going to take the role of CJ Mosley, and I'm walking into the facility. I'm walking into the offensive units meeting. They're getting their game plan ready. They're watching film. All of them. I'm busting in there. I'm slapping the lights on, and I am saying, I need help, guys. We need help. As a defense, we rank 9th in points allowed per game, 7th in total yards. We also ranked top 10 in passing yards and rushing yards allowed last year. We were a stout defense last year, guys. But you know what you did for us? Joe Flacco? Do you know what you did for us? I'm going to tell you what you did for us. You scored 21 points per game. Dude, that's 3 touchdowns, all right? Three. Ouch. So that's 3 touchdowns.
21 points per game?
21? Yes, 21. Here's the funny thing about it. Amount of points you scored per game last year, that's where you ranked in points per game last year. 21st. Come on, bro. Come on, Joe. Cool Joe, whatever they call you.
I'm going to say who was 1 touchdown away in points per game.
Yeah, we're going to get to that, too. So, listen. All I'm saying is Joe, come on, help me out. Yeah, I understand you average the offense total average was 348 yards per game. That's okay. That's 17th in the league. But Joe, you were 12th in the league in passing. That's cool. 256 yards per game. That's good. That's good. I'm cool with that. Guys, 91 yards rushing per game. 28th in the league. Come on, help. Help us out here. If you guys listen, against the Steelers, we did our job. We did our job. We were in wars and battles, but we weren't in some type of shootout. Those were games we should have won when we lost them. That game to decide a division, we should have won that game. No, but you couldn't score. You couldn't score enough. Come on, Joe. Come on, Terrence West. Come on, man. You guys in that running back room, all you guys, pick it up, all right? Pick it up. We need your help, man. The only way we're going to take this division back from the Steelers and keep the Bengals at bay, even though they're not going to win a playoff game, with nobody worrying about the Browns, we need you guys to simply pick it up. We need your help, man. We need your help. I'm out. You can finish watching film, do whatever you're doing, stretch. I don't care what you're doing. Just score some more, guys. 21 points? Come on. Do better than that. So, yeah, that was C.J. Mosley. C.J. Mosley was a little riled up just now. C.J. Mosley was passionate because his offense only scored 21 points per game.
And these guys were pretty awesome on defense last season.
Come on, man. 21 points, man.
And shout out to the fantasy talk we're going to have later on.
Oh, yeah, they were one of my favorite defenses in fantasy last year.
One of the fantasy defenses I had last season. I was alternating between them, Seattle, someone else.
Yeah, I had them a little while last year, too. They came through. So, yeah. So, Marv, you know, we're going to just alternate here. We're going to alternate. Who are you going to step in the role of on today?
Okay, so I'm about to have fun with this one. Yeah, I am Aqib Talib for the Denver Broncos. Aqib Talib, you know, man, I'm getting with my defensive back groups, and I'm talking to my guys. I'm like, hey, you know what? You know, our pass defense is ranked 1st in the NFL. We have great pass rushers. So, yeah, you know, they're helping us out back here, too. We got great pass rushers. Boy, do I miss Malik Jackson.
And Danny Trevathan.
I miss you guys. Did you guys get my messages, my emails? Can y'all come back, please? So, I'm Aqib Talib, right? Here I am. And I'm going in this locker room, and I'm talking to my guys, and I'm like, hey, offense, you know, you guys were ranked, 29th in 3-and-out efficiency, right?
Right.
So you're keeping us on the field a lot. We're a great defense, but, man, do we literally have to be out on the field that much? But hold on, it doesn't stop there. Listen, I'm so frustrated, man. I'm even out there snatching chains, man. I took Michael Crabtree chain, and people out here calling me a gangster. I had to get some type of credibility, man, because we didn't even go to the playoffs. We didn't even make it. And one of the main reasons we didn't make it, because, you know, not only just the offense, bruh, we were ranked 28th in rush defense. Von Miller, you're a superior pass rusher. You know, you're versatile. But you really didn't help us out in that run game, did you? Not much. Like I said, the Danny Trevathan, we miss you. Who else is on the line? Malik Jackson, we miss you. But we cannot have a great number one pass defense and slack with 28th rushing in defense. So you mean to tell me we were next, almost near the 49ers and just letting people run all over us? Oh no. I gotta go snatch some more chains, man. You guys gotta get this stuff together.
Man, Talib sounds like he's about to get suspended again. Talib sounds like old Talib, Tampa Bay Buccaneers Talib. Talib sounds like he's about to go, you know, pull an 8 Mile on him, and was it Jimmy Rabbit or whatever his name was? The guy who shot himself in the leg. You know, he's about to Plexico burst himself right now. I agree with him. I understand. I don't blame him. He's frustrated. He should be. That offense was putrid. Couldn't run, couldn't pass. You can't win with him. You can't do nothing. Can't do nothing with that offense, man.
And Simeon Toes Crunch.
Simeon Toes Crunch. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Disrespecting my favorite cereal. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's one of the goats of cereals. Don't ever name yourself that, because you're about to get beat out by the lynch. You're about to get lynch mob, boy. Paxton's on your back right now. Let's see how this plays out in training camp. But yeah, Talib, I feel your pain, Talib. Thanks, your pain.
I'm hurt.
Listen, man, just don't snatch no more chains. Let's see here, man. Let's rotate here. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm going to jump in for a second here. And I'm going to take the role. Let's see, I have a couple different guys I want to take the role of. But I want to take the role of Marcus Mariota. I can't speak Hawaiian, so I'm going to just do what I do.
Try it.
I'm not trying it. So I don't even know how Hawaiians speak, yo. So listen, I'm from South Carolina. I don't meet many Hawaiians. So the thing is, I'm sitting in my locker, just sitting there listening to some cool music, just relaxing. Because, you know, I'm a very chill guy. And then I see my defensive coordinator walk through the locker room. I'm like, hey, I got to talk to you about something. And I just need to figure out, why did you guys rank 30th in passing yards allowed last year? You know, the rush defense was legit. 88 yards a game allowed. That's second in the league. Those boys were stout. Why were we getting torched? Huh? I don't understand. Granted, we only allowed 24 points per game. That's still more than Flacco's offense. But the fact of the matter is, we literally, on defense, we gave up 270 yards passing. Are you serious? That's 30 yards shot of 300. Come on, defense. I need some help here. We had a top-notch run defense last year. Come on, are you serious? We ranked 14th on offense in points per game. Points per game now, 14th. We're in the middle of the pack with an average to good young receiving core. Now, I mean, and also we were 11th in yards, one of the top rushing teams in the league. We clearly, and if you really want to talk about it, sorry, Cowboy fans, Tennessee has the best offensive line in football going into the season. I'm sorry. So when you look at it, I'm back here. I'm coming back from the broken leg I had. I'm rehabbing. I'm getting ready for the season. But not even just that. The other bone I got. You drafted a Torchy Jackson. And we needed corners. We lost Jason McCourty to the Browns. Okay, that's fine.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
That's not my name, a Torchy.
Yes. That's his name. I will not call him by his real name. Look at the John Ross tape. He got torched against Penn State too. So a Torchy Jackson with what, the 18th pick in the draft, huh? 16th, whatever we picked that. So we got a Torchy Jackson. We brought in Logan Ryan, who the Patriots were happily to let go. They were glad to let him go. So we paid him $30 million for 3 years. So yeah, what direction are we going in? I don't understand. I'm young here. This is going into what, my third year. I'm a rising star QB. I'm trying to win games and bring championships back to the Music City. Back to these country music singing folk here. They want a ring, man. They want something. They want a playoff berth, something, a division title. All right? Brock Osweiler. He won a division title last year. I got hurt. That's one reason why he won it. But the simple fact of the matter is, are you serious right now? You serious? This is what you do to me? This is what you do to this offense? After we carried you guys last year, this is what you... Okay, that's fine. All right. All I want you to know is I need some help. That's it. Okay, I'm going back. I'm sorry. I got a little upset, a little passionate. You know, I'm very mild-mannered. I'm going back to my locker. I'm going to throw on my jams. Get ready for practice. All I want you to know is look at your cornerbacks. Tell all of them we need some help.
Frustrated young guy there.
He should be. That Titans defensive backfield was completely horrible. Parrish Cox, I think, was there last year. Parrish Cox. Him, Jason McCourty, you know, he's a solid corner, but still yet, you know, when you look at it, those boys, man, it was just bad. And then you bring in Logan Ryan, like he's going to help much. Then you bring in a Torchy Jackson to get beat, and he's not even a full corner right now. He's more of a Devin Hester type. He has upside as a corner, but still yet not in the first round.
Feel his ultimate rise in the draft was because of his 40 time.
Possibly, yeah. Very possible. Because he ran a good 40.
A lot of people get drafted high because of their 40s, and it turns out to be bad. I mean, Kevin White, for example. Ouch. Still waiting on
facts,
him to show up.
Facts. All facts. That's all facts there, man. So... I mean, all I ask is that you guys get Marcus Mariota some help. So, you know, that's two for me. Who are you? Who's the next person that you're taking the role of?
All right, so I'm gonna, you know, have fun with this one here too as well. You know, I'm a 49ers fan. If you guys didn't know, 6 rings.
Oh my God,
we got 5. All right, we're still on the, you know, forever quest for Quest 6. Yeah, funny. John Lynch and Mike Shanahan has 6-year contracts. Maybe they get it right. Quest for 6. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, I'm Carlos Hyde. All right. And I'm on my contract year. You know what I'm saying? And obviously, I couldn't get a contract before, you know, my contract year because of the issue with dealing with the injury issue and my team just being horrible, period. So... I'm sitting at my house right now, you know, got my feet kicked back. It's me, Carlos Hyde here, you know what I'm saying? And I'm thinking to myself, you know, no more Blaine Gabbert. Whew, stole a touchdown from me last year, too. Don't think I remember. All right. You know, no more Blaine Gabbert. And, hey, Kaepernick, you know, fist pump, protest on, my brother, keep doing your thing. I support you, but hey. Good luck doing your thing. Whew, I'm glad you're out of town too. You know, I got the little, you know, my back feels a little better, you know, here that I don't have Kaepernick or Gabbert running the helm here at the quarterback position. Mm-hmm. Now I have it Brian Hoyer, Matt Barkley, and CJ Beth. Psych. Let me stop. You know, I have a better crop of quarterbacks. They're not, you know, elite. They're not Hall of Famers. No, not even near that. But, you know, they are a bump up over the Blaine Gabbert and the Colin Kaepernick, of course. You and I can agree to this. A lot of people like to throw in Kaepernick. Oh, you know, the 16 touchdowns and versus 4 interceptions. Those stats are misleading. I'm a 49ers fan. I've seen it all. And like I said, I'm Carlos Hyde. I watched it. Right? So, last season, our rush offense was ranked 4th. Thanks to me, you know, I was grounding and pounding, man. You know, we had, I got most of the carries, most of the yards. I was doing my thing. But it's funny how we ranked 4th in rushing offense.
Mm-hmm.
But passing offense was 31st.
Was it?
Yes. So, you know, I have a little injury history here. And you guys aren't helping me whatsoever to stay healthy if you guys can't even pass the ball.
You don't say.
Can you guys please find a way to move this, to move the chains, man, to move the ball through the air so I can take a break, so I don't have to be the savior on every play, so I don't look bad when I get congested in the backfield and like, oh, you know, Carlos Hyde missed the hole or he didn't see this right. I'm seeing 12 guys, not 11. I see 12. What are we playing? Some new game here? Was this a new rule or whatever implemented in the league? Like, what's going on here? Like, I need some help. So, Brian Hoyer, you're the new guy in town. Please, Pierre Garçon, you're the new guy in town. Marcus Goodwin, you're the new guy in town. All these new pieces. Kyle Juszczyk. I don't even know if that's how you say his name.
Kyle Juszczyk.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to call him Juice.
He right, used to Juice. Check down for Joe Flacco with Pat. Never mind, I can tell you.
So, I'm going to need for you guys to do better than what I've had the previous season so I can go out there and run hard in this Mike Shanahan stretch zone scheme. Get out there and eat to where, guess what? Hey, I got Joe Williams behind me. I see him back there. But, hey, if you guys can keep me honest by passing the ball, I can turn out to have a career year. I almost broke 1,000 yards for my first time in my career, and it was cut short due to injury. I can be a whole lot better if you guys can move the ball and be at least in the middle of the pack. Hell, even get to 20 for me or whatever cases, I'll take that. But 31st, and I was 4th, just imagine how much better the ground game can be if this passing attack was of something else better than 31st in the league. Brian Hoyer, Pierre Garçon, please help me out, man. Help me to help you.
You know, Carlos, that came from the heart. I like what you did there. You didn't yell at him like the rest of the guys before you did. you didn't yell at him. So I think, well, they may receive it a little bit better than they did.
I think Carlos Hyde's situation is he wants to yell and he wants to be frustrated, but he knows that this is his contract year and he needs these guys. So if he yells at them and get them all, you know, butt hurt or whatever the case is, then, you know, things can go south. And like I said, Joe Williams is right behind him.
Reverse psychology. I like it. I like it. Hey, Carlos, I like what you did there. I like you. You buttered them up. You gave them a heartfelt, passionate, you know, speech to him. You let them know, hey, I need your help. And they really feel like, hey, man, you know what? We suck right now. We haven't been helping this young man. We suck, man. They're at home. They left the facility. They went home. They're in their cars. They're in their cars playing Justin Timberlake, Cry Me a River, because they're crying inside for the simple fact that they feel guilty. You know, they feel guilty that they haven't been helping that man. I like how he did it.
The 49ers, okay?
I like how he did it. I like the way he did that. Good job, Carlos. Let's keep it moving here. I am going to step into the role, and I'm going to become a car. Yes.
A car?
Don't make me laugh. I'm trying to be serious because I'm getting into my role. I'm trying to be a car here.
I'm in my mom's car.
And I'm trying to channel my inner Derek Carr. So, Derek Carr is a mild-mannered Christian, God-fearing man. So he will not be yelling at the moment. So he walks in, and Derek just has to get it off his chest and let Jack Del Rio, who is technically, he is a defensive guy. Hey, coach, got to talk to you. What's going on, Derek? All right. Just want you to know, how I feel right now. I'm coming back, from the injury, everything like that. You did a great job building this team. You guys have done great by me so far. I want my contract, first off. Make sure I get paid. Yes, yes, yes. Jesus loves us all. Give me my money. So, I want my money. Don't make me turn into Stewie. I want my money. But the main thing, main reason why I'm trying to talk to you about, or what I'm trying to talk to you about is, our offense was high power. One of the best offenses in the league. We ranked 7th in points per game, and we ranked 6th in total yards per game. We are a very good offensive team. Great offensive line. You've really put weapons around me. My problem is this. We give up 24 points per game. Okay, that's middle of the pack. That's 20th in the league. We allow almost 400 yards per game total. We allow 375 total. Our defense was completely putrid all around last year. You have teams just kind of, teams are flipping the coin on the sideline trying to figure out, okay, what are we going to do this drive? Are we going to pass or are we going to run? They can't stop either. Let's just figure it out. Let's do it. Flip, heads, offense. All right, we're going to throw it. It's like, okay, so they're just flipping coins on our defense. Our defense out there looking stupid. We got to put everything on Khalil Mack out here to become J.J. Watt or be Superman. I'm just trying to figure out how's our offense, our defense rather, allow 260 yards passing per game and almost 120 yards rushing. We ranked in the 24th and 23rd in both of those respectively. There's absolutely no excuse for this. I understand. You drafted Gary and Connolly. I get that. I'm just trying to understand what the heck is going on. We need to do better, man. Come on now. Like, we gotta, first of all, Tyreek Hill, I can run a post pattern blind better than he can. He's just fast. But he split two defenders for a touch. Alex Smith threw a post pattern. Can you believe it? I couldn't believe when I saw it either. I know you didn't believe it. Oh, he threw a post pattern. So he threw a post pattern. Listen, that right there is a problem. Alex Smith felt comfortable enough to throw a ball downfield past 5 yards. He felt comfortable enough. He didn't throw it to the tight end either. It was to a receiver, a 5'9" receiver. I don't know how tall Tyreek is, but it doesn't matter. He did it. So, hey, listen, coach, I'm not yelling at you. You a good man. I thank God for you. I appreciate you, coach.
Thanks.
But fix the defense, please. These guys suck. Fix it. Khalil can't do everything, man. He just can't. All right? So I'm going to go watch some more film, and I'm just going to go chill out and go talk to Amari Cooper. And I just I just expect you to do that for me this year. All right, big man?
Hey, yeah, you can talk to Amari Cooper, but, hey, man, don't leave out Crabtree, man. Hey, be nice.
Hey, I feeds Crab. He don't got to steal him like Jameis. I feeds Crab, okay? Derek Carr out. So Derek Carr is he's a tad frustrated with the defense. Let's just hope Jack Del Rio and the crew can fix the leaky defense,
Hey, listen, wait a second. Jack Del Rio speaking here. I'm going to try my hardest to help you out here. But listen, do not let that car break down again. You hear me?
Hey, it wasn't my fault that we caught a flat. You didn't talk to Penn. He was supposed to take care of that. He was supposed to take care of that, man. I was the one who got hurt out the accident.
You held on to the ball too long.
Yeah, blame the quarterback. So that's I gave you C.J. Mosley, Marcus Mariota, Derek Carr. Who are you now stepping the role of?
Let's see here. Who am I going to step into the role of? This is a tricky one here.
I just feel something bad's coming.
I'm going with the Saints here on this one.
I knew it, something bad was coming.
And I'm Drew Brees.
Oh, God.
Right? I'm sorry, Trey, if you're listening, but I'm going to try to make this as, you know, less comical as possible. All right, I'm Drew Brees. I'm feeling like, you know, the QB of the century, man. Hey, man, you know, 5,000 yards here, 4,000 yards there. I'm just, you know, hey, man, when it comes to passing the ball, man, I'm the GOAT. I'm the GOAT.
No run game, huh?
No run game. Do I need a run game? I need a defense. You know what? I control the offense, okay? I will chuck the ball left, right, backwards. I'll even throw a couple of interceptions. But, hey, I'm going to put up points. By the way, all right. So, I'm coming to you, Sean Payton. Hey, you know, we've been cool buddies for a long time. We won a Super Bowl together. I really wish we can get back to those days. Let's see here. I need help with the defensive side of the ball. Could you please do something to fix this issue for me? I mean, you guys were in the middle of the pack as far as rushing defense, right? I get mm-hmm. that. So, what's going on with this 32nd ranked pass defense here we got going on, Coach? I mean, we're the number one offense in the league in total offense. We're the number one pass offense, thanks to me. And, you know, we were 16th in rushing. Mark Ingram, deal with it. Oh, AP, welcome to the, what's the place to call it again? The sunken place, right?
The sunken place.
Yep, welcome to the sunken place, all right? And, you know, join the party, join the crew, because, you know, I'm going to toss the ball. But this defense, you got to do something for me to stop. We're in practices. I'm throwing the ball over 50 times in practices just as I do in the game. So you mean to tell me that you guys don't know what's going on against other opposing teams? You can't stop a lick? I should be enough practice for you guys to let you know, hey, it's coming. You know, I'm running this, I'm running that. You've probably seen every route in the book. You guys should be better prepared for this. And also, too, I need you guys to, you know, eat healthy, do whatever you have to do to, you know, stay clear of injuries. Because, oh, boy, did we hit an injury bug last season. But, you know, I need you guys to step it up because, man, I can't keep doing this forever, you know. I'm first, you know, keeping this offense in first, total offense year in and year out, and the passing attack, like I said, I'm the GOAT. I'm keeping it going, but I need you guys to back me up on defense here, man, and maybe we can get this thing going, and we can survive this crazy, crazy NFC South merry-go-round that we have going on, because nobody can apparently hold it down for long.
Okay, Drew. I definitely understand your point of view. Point taken. I will definitely make sure that they get that worked on. Just do me one big favor. Do not this season, do not throw back-to-back game interceptions again. All right? Go, please.
You don't talk to me like that. I can do what I want.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's all I want. I just don't want those interceptions again. But I will make sure. Hey, we drafted Marshawn Lattimore. We got Trey Hendrickson. We got some things going on defense, man. We're on the up and up. So just look out. We're coming. So oh man, I'm having way too much fun with this. Yes. So let's see, I'm going to step in the role. Man, all right. This one's a little different. I'm going to step in the role of Jalen Ramsey. Huh. You tell me. I'm going to step in the role of Jalen Ramsey. And I just want to talk to Blake Bortles. I don't want to talk to the whole offense. I want to talk to Blake. Because, granted, our defense did allow. We were 25th in points per game allowed. I'll get to that in a second. But we were like 9th in total yards allowed. And we were, if I'm not mistaken, top 10, top 15 in passing yards and rushing yards allowed per game on defense. Which shows you that the fact that we are 25th in points allowed per game, points per game allowed, that kind of should show you that, Blake, you aren't handling business, man. You're ranked 25th in points per game too. That's such a coincidence. Like, we're 25th ranked, and so are you. You pretty much, you average 1 point less than Flacco per game. You average 20. Yeah. Whew. Okay, so your offense is 23rd in the league in total yards per game. 335, right? Not that good, Blake. Not that good. Because you're a quarterback. Joe Flacco is throwing more yards per game than you are. You average 233. And then...
How much points did they average for the season?
20?
20? Well, since I'm a 49ers fan, I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there. The 49ers were like, what, 19th?
Yeah.
Like, not 19th, but like around 19 points per game.
Yeah.
If you're anywhere close to the 49ers, yeah, Jalen Ramsey, I feel your frustration.
Yeah, so we average 102 yards rushing per game. 22nd in the league. Blake, I need you to get it going, man. They drafted Julian Fournette this year. They brought in Brandon Albert. They drafted Cam Robinson. You know, you guys shouldn't have too many issues going forward, man. I'm just saying, this year, do you believe, you know, who do you believe is going to be the catalyst on this defense? It's going to be me. I'm going to be possibly, I believe, I'm going to be a top three corner at the end of the season. I believe I am. And if I hit that plateau, our defense should be rocking and rolling. You got AJ, you know, I got AJ Bouye over here, Miles Jack, Dante Fowler's back, Malik Jackson, you know. Tevin Smith, we got some ballers on defense, man. All I'm asking is that you score more. Do your thing on offense. That's all I need. That's all you need, Blake. That's all you need. You tell me. That's all I need.
Listen here, Jalen Ramsey. I feel you, but guess what? You know what? I'm going to look out to helping you out this season, man. I'm really going to try to get you some help. But guess what? When I ask you this question, I just want you to say who. All right. So here I go. You know who we drafted this season?
You tell me.
It's funny that I did not see that one coming. Oh, you just messed it up. But you know who we just drafted this year? Pow! That's the sound of Leonard Fournette running through that offensive line. So he's going to be back there to help me out.
I thought that was the sound of the Catalina wine mixer.
It is, but you know, Leonard Fournette is going to have a similar sound coming through that defensive line, okay?
Oh, okay. Pow! You got it, Blake.
So we're going to do whatever it is. He's going to help me out there, you know, lighten the load a little bit. Him and TJ Yeldon back there. And, you know, I'm gonna you know, try to stop bird dogging the life out of Allen Robinson. You know, give Allen Hearns some looks. And, you know,
you got D.D. Westbrook too, man. So, I mean, you got some players.
And it's funny that they draft. Didn't they draft Rashad Green last season?
The season before, so I believe.
It's just. Okay, I'm sorry. My mind went somewhere else on that one. But anyway, yeah, we're gonna try our best, man. Like I said, man, you know who we drafted. Pow! Let's go.
You tell me. I believe you. That's all I'm looking forward to. So, Jalen Ramsey, you know, just had to get that off his chest. So Marv, who are you gonna step in the role of?
Who am I going to step in the role of? Yeah. Oh, man. This is going to be fun. I'm stepping in the role of Aaron Rodgers here. With the Green Bay Packers. Hmm. Right?
A-A-Ron?
A-A-Ron. Yeah, A-A-Ron, man. And, you know, I'm kind of upset with myself after that letdown in the postseason, you know. That discount double check, it just didn't work.
It was full price?
It was full price.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming. It was a, you know how I like to do my little championship belt thing?
Mm-hmm.
I got hit right underneath that.
Makes sense.
So, you know, in the playoffs, we had a real good run against the Dallas Cowboys. I went to Jared. Thank God we didn't lose the two rookies. You know how bad that would make me look? A-A-Ron?
A-A-Ron?
Hey, no, can't let that happen. So we beat them. We got that dub. We won. Head to the next round. Going against them Dirty Birds, going against the Atlanta Falcons. Prayers out to Atlanta City, anyway, to Atlanta. To all the folks up there. Yeah, my condolences for that 28-3 blown lead. Anyway, so, you know my passing offense is great. You know, we can move the chains. We don't have, besides Jordy Nelson, well, actually we got Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, Ty Montgomery out there running out the backfield, running routes as a receiver. I mean, we got a pretty good offense. Like I said, I went to Jared's against Dallas, and it worked. I won. But, my gosh, my defense, 8th in rushing. Good job, defense. Hey, we can stop the run a little bit. So we can stop the run a little bit whatsoever and, you know, force teams to be one-dimensional and pass. We shouldn't be 31st in pass defense, should we?
You may have been.
So we're 31 in pass defense. Like, why are we that far back? Why? Once again, it always runs back to the 49ers. My team needs to pick it up. Oh, I forgot. I'm A-A-Ron. We were next to the 49ers. Nah, I'm kidding. The 49ers were ahead of us. The 49ers were 14 in pass defense. And here we are. I'm moving the chains. Offense moving the chains. And our defense can't pick it up. Like I said, it's relatively to Drew Brees situation. I'm swinging the ball all over the field in practice. Come on, man. You guys, you know what? Maybe I need to take it lighter in practice to where I'm not, you know, driving you guys nuts out there in the backfield to where, you know, you guys can be rested up and ready to go. Game time. Is that what it is? I mean, because this pass defense is atrocious. 31 in pass defense, and we just lost Micah Hyde. But thank you, Seattle Seahawks, for passing on Kevin King. Might have a steal there. Thank you very much. Hopefully that can help us out in the situation, but I need help in this pass defense. And like I said, Kevin King, I'm glad you're – come help us out, buddy. I need your help. We need some help on that pass defense. Come on in, son. Help out the A-A-Ron over here, man. Help out the double discount champ, man. Help me out here.
All right. So it sounds like A-A-Ron wants his discount double check to stay discounted. Yeah. Totally understand that. And I believe we can definitely fix that for you. You know, Kevin King is going to be a lockdown defender for us, I believe. And we're going to make things happen. We're going to make some things happen. So let's get into my last and final, you know, role, you know, here. Man.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Los Angeles, I remember hearing a term saying Los Angeles was the city of angels. City of angels, man. That's you know, that's like so spiritual, so hopeful, you know? City of Angels. Okay. City of Angels. Well, I'm going to speak, and I'm going to take the role of Aaron Donald, star defensive lineman. Mm-hmm. I'm out here, you know, sacking quarterbacks, you know, trying to, you know, just pretty much stop offenses every chance I get.
Glad you're not Todd Gurley, poor guy.
Yeah, we're going to get into that. So I'm doing everything I can, literally everything I can. You know, me and the crew, just we're doing everything we can here to stop teams. We rank, what, 24th in the league in, you know, points per game allowed. We're ninth in yards allowed, I believe. But the question I have for you, you know, offense and Jared Goff, guys, why are you always in the 30s? You're in the 30s straight across the board. Listen to this. You're 32nd in points per game.
Ouch.
You scored. You average two touchdowns a game. Four quarters a game. So you have ample time to score. Okay? Especially when we're doing our best to give you the ball back. So you average two touchdowns per game. You, man.
One less than Flacco.
Yeah, one touchdown less than Flacco. So you're 32nd in points allowed. Points per game. Sorry. Points per game. You're 32nd. You're 32nd in total yards per game. You don't even average another one. You don't even average 300 yards. You average 263 yards per game. It gets worse.
Oh, God.
You're 31st in the league in passing yards per game with 184. And then with a stud running back there, a young stud running back.
Right.
You're 30. I don't know who's 32nd. I can't remember who's 32nd. But you're 31st in the league in rushing offense. 31st. Only one team is worse than you, and I don't know how. But you average 78 yards rushing per game. Mm. You guys are pretty much a defense's bye week. Pretty much. I'm just going to speak facts here. You are the defense's bye week. Jared Goff, you're a rookie. You didn't even play a full season. Case Keenum was there. And, you know, I know you guys did some good things. You got Andrew Whitworth. You went ahead and moved Greg Robinson to right tackle. And, you moved Robert Havenstein to guard. I believe the offensive line is getting better a little bit. I believe it's doing some good things. You went ahead and McVay went ahead and got you Jared Goff, got you some weapons with, you know, went ahead and just said, hey, let's bring in Josh Reynolds, let's bring in Robert Woods, let's bring in, you know, Cooper Kupp. Let's give this young quarterback some talent. I believe they did right by you in this offseason. I don't need to see these numbers again next year. All right, now I'm not coming to OTAs because I want my money. So that lets you know how serious I am about this situation. I want my money. Okay, so because of the fact that I want my money, only thing I can tell you is, I'm not going to lie, next year around this time when we have this conversation in OTAs, I probably won't be there next year. If you guys pay me, I'll be there. Don't franchise tap me, but I'll be there. If I'm there and we're just chopping it up, I don't want to say, hey, man, you finished the league in the 30s all across the board. I want to say, hey, man, you moved up to 25. Great job. Good job. You're getting in the 20s. Just keep moving. Let's keep moving forward. So, yeah, you know, I'm a strong opinionated man. But I'm not going to kill you, Jared Goff. This ain't your fault. Jeff Fisher was a hired gun by the Titans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody saw it coming but me. So, yeah, let's just fix this. Let's just fix it. Let's get in the 20s, the 15s, and then the 10s. Let's do this. No more 30s. All right, offense? So, yeah, that was, you know, that was Aaron Donald. You know, he wasn't, you know, aggressive or anything, but he just wanted to get that out of the way.
It's kind of hard to believe because, man, he got ejected from a game this past season.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, see, in between the lines, you know, things get a little blurred, you know.
Yeah. You know, and also, too, that team that was behind them in rushing was the Minnesota Vikings.
I forgot about their trash run game. Yeah. Oh, my God. So, yeah, that was Aaron Donald. That wraps it up for me for the whole I Need Help role play segment. Marv, who are you going to close it out with?
Oh, man. Sorry, Atlanta, but I'm going with Atlanta here. And let's see here. Who am I going to be as, you know, representing the Atlanta Falcons here? I'm going to be Dan Quinn, the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, right? Right? You know, and still to this day, after the Super Bowl has been, you know, dead and gone for months, I come up for my first press conference again to start off the season. And guess what they ask me? Not about what's going to happen this season, but what happened in the Super Bowl. So I'm frustrated. And I'm looking at the media, dead in the eye, standing at the podium. And I take my right hand, and I smack the living crap out of it. The Patriots are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook. Yes. And I am upset with myself and my defense here. All right. Mike Shanahan, I'm a little upset with you that you didn't run the ball. We all know that. You know, there were certain times where you should have ran the ball. Okay, cool. But at the same time, I'm the head coach. I'm the overseer. And I'm a defensive guy. I'm a defensive coordinator. Right? A lot of people want to say, oh, it's, you know, Shanahan. He should have ran the ball. Oh, blah, 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 blah. But what we fail to realize is during that span, my defense couldn't do, after that first half, couldn't do a lick of nothing the second half. Couldn't stop a nosebleed. Could not stop the Patriots at all. I mean, after that one fumble where the drive was dead, but, you know, and we got the ball back, but still, we really could not do anything to stop Tom Brady. And, you know, we were ranked 28th in pass defense. Come on, guys. We got to get better than that. And we were ranked 17th in rush defense. And we're going up against a Hall of Famer here. And no matter how great our offense was, you can blame Mike Shanahan all you want. But when it really boils down to it, our defense failed us when it mattered most. You can't put it all on the offense. The offense was high octane and powerful throughout the first couple of drives where we scored. We got the points. We put up the points. And there's that wonderful phrase that I always love to hear: defense wins championships. And
not Super Bowl 51.
Yeah, not for that. And we just didn't stick it out. I mean, all we had to do was get a stop. The pass rush, man, Vic Beasley was almost invisible. We just couldn't get it together. Our defense, when it really mattered most, crumbled. Because guess what? When it came to overtime, right? You can, like I said, you can blame Shane all you want. But when it came to overtime and the New England Patriots got the ball to start off the overtime period, what did we do? Let them march right down the field and score a touchdown. So my thing is, we as a team need to get better on the defensive side of the ball and stop this pass attack, because we were ranked 28th in pass defense, and 28th is not far from 32. So once again, I'm staring you media folks in the eyes. The Patriots are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook. I'm out. Drop the mic.
Hey, Dan Quinn, I understand how you feel. I understand how you feel, Dan Quinn. You know, luckily you did a good job drafting. You drafted Tack McKinley to help Vic Beasley off the edge, and you know, you drafted Duke Riley to, you know, pair with his former LSU teammate Deion Jones in the middle. So you guys are, you know, you guys are definitely doing some good things. And I believe you drafted DeMonte Casey, cornerback/safety out of, I think, Arizona State. So I like what you did there. This defense should definitely, it was a young defense. I believe it should be, you know, a lot better than last year. You guys should be on the up and up. So definitely watch out for the Atlanta Falcons defense. They're going to make a run. But yeah, hey guys, that was the, that's the end of the whole, you know, role play, I need help segment. You know, that was fun. That was a lot of fun. You know, that was definitely a lot of fun. And like I said, we had a nicely packed show for you guys, you know, and definitely have some more coming later on in the week. We got some fantasy stuff for you. You know, yeah, I'm going to give you my predictions in a couple of days about the beginning of the NBA Finals. We should be back. The finals are what, Friday, Thursday, right, Marv? Thursday?
Yep.
So maybe we can come back and give you guys an NBA, you know, a prediction show. We'll see how that works out. But definitely, we appreciate you all, you guys listening, all of you fans listening. Appreciate all the love on iTunes with the downloads. You know,
appreciate it.
You know, leave us, you know, subscribe, continue to subscribe and download the podcast, guys. You know, leave reviews. Let us know what you want to hear. Hit us up on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at Couch double R. That's CouchRR at Couch double R on Twitter. Find us the Couch Rider Report on Facebook. And you can, you know, definitely, like I said, hit us up, man. You know, you want, there's some segments you want us to touch on, whether it's me and Marv, me, Marv and Jeremy, Jermaine, whoever. We all are accessible. Let us know, and we'll be happy to you know, bring your topic to fruition and give you exactly what you want, because we are the anti-experts. We give you what you want. So definitely appreciate the love, Marv, again. Appreciate your time coming on tonight, man. So you know, we got to bring some more content to these people, some more good times. But again, just to close out the show, I'm your guy, your host, Damian Parsons, my main man, my brother, Marvin Neighbors. We appreciate you guys for joining us. Y'all have a good night. Thank you so much. Thanks, Marv.